T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, Steve. It's 10 in the morning now. 7:47 here on a Thursday morning, first day of October. Three big things. Head of the FAA test flies a 737 MAX, says he likes what he saw. Kansas Health Director says the state is still in the first wave of the pandemic, and a potential second wave could be nasty. Both sides claim victory after the first presidential debate. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Continue to avoid the area, or at least prepare for a traffic slowdown. Oliver, north of K96 in northeast Wichita. We've got a traffic accident there. Again, that's Oliver, north of K96. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and cooler today with a high of 65 degrees after yesterday's high of 84. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 42. Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 68 degrees. Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour and 47 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 7:48, Steve and Ted. Experts say a Texas boy's terrible death caused by a brain infection was exceedingly rare.
This is House Call for Health. Health officials in Texas are trying to relieve some unease following the death of a young boy from a brain-eating bacteria. 6-year-old Josiah McIntyre was killed by the rare amoeba earlier in September, possibly from playing at a local splash pad in Lake Jackson. John Hellerstedt is the commissioner of the Texas Department of State Health Services.
You cannot get that infection from drinking the water or merely showering in it.
He says it's quite difficult to contract.
We know the only way that you can get it is to have that contaminated water go up your sinuses and basically then lodge there at the top of the sinuses and work its way from there through a membrane, if you will, a bony membrane that goes into the brain, and that's where the infection starts.
The CDC reporting just 34 people were infected in the last decade nationwide.
The risk is vanishingly small. You can never say zero, but really it's zero.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And as you heard moments ago on Fox News, the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits declined last week to a still high 837,000, evidence that the economy is struggling to sustain a tentative recovery that began this summer. The Labor Department report released this morning suggests that companies are still cutting a historically high number of jobs, though the weekly numbers have become less reliable as states have increased their efforts to root out fraudulent claims and process earlier applications that have piled up. And stocks rallied on Wall Street Wednesday, but only after zooming up, down, and back up again in a fitting end to a wild month and quarter. Prospects for additional support from Congress for the economy helped drive the day's trading. By the end of trading yesterday, momentum had returned and the S&P rose 27 points. The NASDAQ gained 329, and the NASDAQ added 82 points. Now look at business headlines. From the Wichita Business Journal, Wichita-based Genesis Health Clubs has expanded its presence in the Tulsa market, adding two more fitness centers to the two it already has. President Rodney Stephen II says the company purchased two Sky Fitness and Wellbeing locations and will turn them into Genesis Health Clubs South Tulsa and Midtown Tulsa branches. The Tulsa clubs become the 55th and 56th locations for Genesis across the Midwest. In July, it acquired seven athletic club locations in Nebraska, Iowa, and the Kansas City area. The head of the Federal Aviation Administration piloted the Boeing 737 MAX Wednesday, putting the aircraft and its proposed changes through their paces on a two-hour test flight out of Seattle. While there is still regulatory work to be done before returning the grounded jet to service, FAA Administrator Steve Dixon says he was pleased with the aircraft and its performance. Quote, "I like what I saw. It's been a constructive week," unquote. Dixon said during a broadcast news conference following the plane's successful flight. And a Wichita manufacturer has won a major defense award that will help support its work past the middle of the decade. Leading Technology Composites has won a contract worth up to $450 million from U.S. Special Operations Command for specialized body armor plates the company produces for the military. According to a notice of the award from the Department of Defense, the work, all of which will be done in Wichita, is expected to run through 2026 and was won by the local supplier's small business competitive bid that drew six proposals. And that's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. 7:53 now, Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS. Interesting news in that MAX flight as they try to get that 737 MAX back in the air and get things going again. Of course, that's going to help Spirit and Boeing and Spirit, obviously, in the weeks and months ahead. Maybe get some jobs back, people back to work.
Yeah, good
with
news
our fingers
there.
Crossed. That's a big step when you got the FAA head guy saying, hey, that was a pretty good flight. pretty good flight. All right, Jimmy Carter, ex-president, having a birthday today, 96 today. Today is National Homemade Cookies Day.
National Homemade Cookies Day.
Huh. You know, you can, you can go to a grocery store. You probably know this, Jad. You can get some already, a little tube of cookie dough. Go home, slice them up, stick them and bake them up, and it's pretty good. And they're packaged.
I don't know. I've never done that.
Okay, you haven't, but I have. And
I know I could, but I never have.
Packaged cookies even are pretty good. I mean, there are some good ones out there, but I can't. You can't really beat my wife, St. Shelley's homemade chocolate chips.
Those are the cookies I like. Yeah,
I got a feeling some are coming. One of these, not today, although it's cookies day. I got a feeling they're coming because I looked in the refrigerator yesterday, and there's a great big yellow sack that has her semi-sweet chocolate dots in there.
So you chips. You're seeing the fixins.
The fixins are there.
Yeah.
So something's cooking. Something's on the way. National Homemade Cookies Day. Celebrate today if you can, by having a homemade cookie. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, stay with Steve and Ted coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We have more reaction to the first presidential debate. Jad Chambers has sports coming up.
Some disappointing news for some Wildcat basketball fans. We'll tell you all about it coming up in sports.
Plus, entertainment news on the way. The Blur.
That's right. Some big changes coming to Facebook and Instagram, and that starts today, and we'll talk about it coming up in the Blur.
And as always, traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us, Steve and Ted, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.